you know, didn't have the best nights, and we found a way to win. And it was as good a win as we've had all year based on as how the game unfolded and coming out of finals.
14 of 16 from the line and hit them all coming down the stretch.
Well, and we needed them. I mean, we've been talking all along how I just really believe in my heart we're a better free throw shooting team than what we've showed. I'm not sitting here thinking that the problem is solved or that we're a great free throw shooting team, but I do believe that we've got kids that can make free throws. And tonight when they really, really had to, they stepped up and made them in a big way.
Well, Whitney Jones down the stretch, she obviously wasn't full speed on that ankle. She didn't have Ashley McRae to spell her and made that big block that kind of ignited the stretch down the final minutes.
Well, she got hurt in practice 2 or 3 days ago, got banged on the knee really, really bad, and it's really, really sore, and it's causing her a lot of cramping. So we got a lot of kids with some little nagging things right now, to be honest with you. Sierra Ricketts' fingers are all busted up a little bit, and so it was gutty. It was a big several plays. You know, for the, when I look at the seniors, and maybe they didn't score as well or have as good a game offensively, that big block was huge. And then Ayanna Brereton going in and getting the last offensive rebound that really was what salted the game away from us and forced them to foul. So, you know, they hang in there, and they made plays in the last few seconds that were difference makers.
And Charity Ford picking up that steal, and then she was fouled there at midcourt also during that spark.
Well, and Charity's, you know, she's pretty gimpy right now and hurting with her shoulder, and we'll have to wait and see what her injury is. Hopefully it's not anything too severe, although it looked, you know, bad at the time. I don't think it has anything to do with her knee. I think it's down around her ankle area. But, you know, that kid had migraine headaches before the game started, and so she was on drugs when we put her out there and kind of in a daze. But that kid doesn't know what it's like to not go hard. So she gave us great effort as well.
Were you sure you were going to have five to start? I mean,
well, we were definitely down. We were definitely down on numbers when Ayanna got in early foul trouble. You know, not having Lily here, Ashley McRae, it hurt our depth a little bit. Ashley Daniels got early foul trouble. I mean, the bench started looking all the short all of a sudden, and where we were really getting punished were on the boards. But, you know, I see by looking at the stats, I think we made that adjustment in halftime. We battled pretty hard and ended up out-rebounding them by 9.
Great quality win for the Razorbacks tonight, 66-57 over Dartmouth College. Turn around. We'll talk to you Sunday afternoon when you play Missouri.
All right, another big one.
All right. Head coach Tom Collin of the Arkansas Razorbacks, 66-57 Arkansas wins.